Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. No matter what business you're in, make our business banking team yours. Ulster Bank Ireland Tech is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
A Belfast court has been hearing details of the interviews given by Irish and Ulster rugby player Paddy Jackson when in police custody in 2016. The defendant and Stuart Olding are both accused of raping the same woman in the bedroom of a house in South Belfast. Both men deny the charge. Two other men also deny charges associated with the incident. Now, a warning, the court heard some very graphic evidence today, and so what we're about to broadcast is definitely not suitable for younger listeners. Francesca Cumann of the Sunday Business Post was in court. Francesca, the court heard details of police interviews with the accused. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right, Philip. About 4 weeks now into the trial, the jury is hearing what the two men accused of raping this woman, the account they gave to police in their own words of what they say happened on the night of the alleged rape. We've heard both men were arrested on the 30th of June 2016. That's 2 days after the alleged attack happened. Now, Paddy Jackson, we heard he arrived at the police station with his solicitor and a prepared statement, which was read out during the first of four interviews that evening. It said, I strenuously deny these allegations. I am shocked and horrified that these allegations have been made against me. The solicitor then said that Paddy Jackson wouldn't be making any further comment due to a lack of pre-interview disclosure by police. Now, that interview lasted just 6 minutes. There was a second interview which lasted a bit longer, in which Jackson replied no comment to the questions put to him. But he did, however, answer questions in two subsequent interviews that night. And the jury earlier today was hearing transcripts of those interviews in which he said he had consensual oral sex and digital sex with the woman, then 19, at an after party at his own house upstairs in a bedroom.
Yes, can you go into more detail about the questions and answers then from the two subsequent interviews?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he was asked, obviously, about what they'd been up to earlier in the night, both him and Olding, who was interviewed around the same time in the same police station. They were both gave accounts of being out the night before, watching England play in the Euros. They had several drinks and went on to Ollie's nightclub and ended back at Paddy's house for an after party. Eight of them in total, four guys and four girls. Now, Jackson told police he first noticed the woman back at the house. He said while he was drinking and chatting and singing with his friends, he could see her in the corner looking at him. She was quiet and he found it kind of strange. He said at the time he'd had a few drinks but he wasn't falling around the place. He said he knew the woman was interested in him because she'd touched him a few times and you know, was flirting and trying to chat him up. And when he went upstairs to his bedroom, she followed him up, which he'd hoped would happen. He said they then started kissing consensually. But however, when she asked him if he knew what her name was and he said he didn't, she then said something like, nothing's going to happen now. And Paddy Jackson said he went downstairs. She followed him down back to the party, but that the same thing happened again about 10 or 15 minutes later. They ended up back in the bedroom. She followed him up and they started kissing pretty passionately. He said from there they lay down on the bed. She bit her lip. She bit his lip quite hard and was kissing his neck on top of him. And he then told the police that she started performing oral sex on him and that his friend Stuart Olding arrived at the door. It was half open. He came in and he said he smiled at his friend and waved at him, and then Stuart Olding came and sat at the end of the bed and the woman transferred from Jackson to Olding and began performing oral sex on him while Jackson said he was using his fingers on her downstairs region. It was put to him at some point that he had tried to put his entire hand inside the woman, and he said he denied that and said that was disgusting, he would never do that.
Mr. Olding left then, he is reported to have said.
That's right. He told police, in his account, though, he said it was the woman who beckoned him to join in the sexual activity. He said he was only there roughly about 5 minutes and that she performed oral sex on him. He said he saw, when he came in, the woman was straddling Paddy Jackson. He ended up staying. He said they both kind of went for it when it came to kissing. That happened first. He was asked also how he knew that it was consensual. And, well, he said that, you know, she didn't seem to withdraw in any way and that they had both gone, in terms of kissing, they'd both gone for it. And he said after, when he was finished, he left the room. The other two were still there. And he went and fell asleep in a kind of upstairs bedroom a couple of doors down from that bedroom. We heard then from Jackson that the incident kept ongoing. You know, there was more consensual touching once Olding left the room. He was also asked by police if Blaine McElroy came into the room naked at any point, because that's what the woman told police, and he said he had no recollection of that. He said afterwards he went back downstairs to the party. And he could see the woman leaving, well, the back of her, and hear her high heels as she made to leave. He was asked if she was walking or running, and he said, walking, I think. He also said the next day him and Stuart Olding discussed what had happened, and he said, it sounds stupid when you say it now, but we thought it was good. At one point during the interview, the jury could hear that they had to break because he became upset when the woman's allegations were being put to him.
Mr. Olding gave details as to how much he had had to drink that night.
Yes. Well, he had just come back on the Monday. The alleged rape happened in the early hours of Tuesday morning. He got back from South Africa on Monday. He said he'd been drinking the night before, but then he went over to Blaine McElroy's house, and he said he had 8 cans of Carlsberg. He then went to the pub, Cutter's Wharf, to watch the match, and he had then four pints of Guinness. And then as the night went on, he had 2 gins, 5 vodkas and 3 shots of tequila and Sambuca. Paddy Jackson, he was couldn't remember quite so much what he'd had, but he kind of remembered having about 6 or 7 Guinness, some gin and tonics, and then more rounds when they got to the nightclub, Ollie's nightclub, later on in the evening. And he said he continued having a couple of beers back at the house.
Any indication as to how much longer the trial is going to last, Francesca?
Yeah, the trial is kind of going to overrun. It was initially predicted to last 5 weeks, but the judge today, Patricia Smith, told the jury that they were running over time, and it was now likely to go until the 16th of March, so that would make it a 7-week trial. She's aware that one of the jurors can only sit till the 23rd of March. They have something else planned, so she was, I suppose, giving them comfort that they would be done in advance of that.
Francesca Cumann of the Sunday Business Post, thank you very much. Well, you've heard reports from the United States that an armed police officer was at the scene of last week's shooting in Florida but failed to intervene. Well, after the break, Donald Trump doubles down on his proposal to arm teachers in classrooms.